True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Skincare experts and dermatologists have often touted the benefits of indoor humidity as essential for healthy, glowing skin. But did you know dry air can start to harm your skin in as little as 30 minutes? For years, many people have relied on humidifiers for better skin, sleep, and overall wellness. But traditional models? Bulky, mold-prone, and difficult to maintain. That's where Canopy Humidifier comes in. Recommended by leading dermatologists, Canopy is a completely reimagined humidifier designed to elevate any space, offering the ultimate in skincare and wellness benefits. Canopy's clean moisture combats dryness, dullness, and fine lines while strengthening the skin's barrier and boosting the effectiveness of topical skincare products. With its sleek design, Canopy is the cleanest and easiest humidifier on the market. With its unique technology, cleaning is as easy as popping it in the dishwasher. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy humidifier purchase today with Canopy's filter subscription. Even better, use code PODCAST at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Your skin well, thank you.
Guys, it's no use putting it off. The best time for an underwear refresh is now. Tommy John underwear is designed for a perfect fit that stays put all day. There's zero chafe thanks to 4 times more stretch than competing brands. And their innovative horizontal quick draw fly is a game changer. With over 30 million pairs sold, there are thousands of men out there more comfortable than you. Don't settle for less. Go to TommyJohn.com today for 25% off your first order with code COMFORT. That's TommyJohn.com, code COMFORT. Tommy John, comfort perfected.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
We're really late. I'm going to skip the songs, all right? All right. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah Mini, Alice's Morning Show. Let's get to business here. This part of the show is brought to you by Creative Energy. Yeah, I hung out in my hot tub. How about you? You can get in on that. It's fun. Creative Energy's end of year clearance sale is on. The lowest prices of the year going on right now on hot tubs, saunas, and endless pools. Hurry! When the clearance inventory's gone, it's gone.
Did you have an after party Saturday night in your hot tub with your friends?
Oh, no.
All at the event.
They were all at the event. Yeah, I didn't. When we went out on Saturday night, I was already, you know, our schedules. It's just, I just don't have midnight in me anymore. Not really. Not the way I used to. I used to be like, midnight? Who stops there? No, I'm like, well, it's 9. It's getting kind of late.
You know, here you are sort of, you know, in the golden years of your career.
Yeah.
And now you're finally.
I know.
What?
Like at some point. Well, I do think that someday when I retire that the gift will be that I don't have to get up at 3 and that I can stay up.
You'll switch the.
Yeah, I'll just switch it over.
Yeah.
I was never an early riser until I just forced myself to do it. Okay, now, there's something that we haven't mentioned yet that I need to mention. We are live on YouTube right now.
We sure are.
So I'm on YouTube, youtube.com/@RadioAlice973, the at symbol RadioAlice973. Get over there, subscribe, bookmark us, because every morning now, you're going to be able to watch. Okay, so is this... I don't see anything live, my baby.
Okay, well, let me check.
Okay.
My baby.
I don't know. I don't know why that flew out of my mouth.
My baby.
My baby.
HR.
Anyway, allegedly, we're going to be live today. Bob is looking at why we're not right now, but that's, please do, though. Please bookmark
or subscribe. It's in the works, and you'll be able to watch the show live.
I wore a cute little cardigan for our first day live.
You did. It looks cute.
Thanks. I think I should have got the XL. It's a little snug.
No, it's not.
Oh, thanks.
You're nuts.
Okay, we will begin with Dick Van Dyke, of all people.
Don't tell me he died before he turned 100.
You know what? When I saw his name on the link that I clicked for it, I was like, uh-oh. He is turning 100 on Saturday, and he is still alive.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but there's still a few days left.
I know.
Let's not jinx
him. Not trying to jinx him.
Also, we are live now. I just had us hidden still.
Oh.
We're up, baby.
Okay, so what do I do? I just click on live again.
Refresh.
I'm not live. I can't find it.
Okay, well, we're live.
Okay.
We're there.
I believe you. I don't really.
But anyway, Dick Van Dyke.
Yes. Back to I don't even care about that. I just want to know if we're live on YouTube or not. It's all about me. Dick has been in the news a little bit in these months leading up, and he's talking about how lonely he is and how all his friends have died and that he's just, you know.
Well, he is like a married guy, though.
Oh, is she not dead?
She's not dead.
Oh.
No, he is a married, and he is, in some of the stuff I saw, he's saying part of the reason I'm still here is because my wife and I are active and stay busy, and yeah, he's got a wife.
He says getting rid of booze and cigarettes is why he's still here. He recalled working with Walt Disney Walt Disney, who died in 1966 from lung cancer. And he did a couple Disney movies. Mary Poppins. But wasn't he also in that Bedknobs and Broomsticks? And
there was Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Yeah, he knew the guy, and there's pictures. I'm looking at pictures of him. You know, back in the day, there he is. He's a guy doing a suit. He's got this gigantic clip-on microphone. Like, that technology's really changed quite a bit.
You know what? It's funny. I don't know if I'm going to jump stories too much here, but you know how Netflix just bought Warner Brothers, right?
Well, trying to.
Oh, they didn't finish it. Well, it's just, that's the days of the business, Walt Disney, when he would hire, like, put someone under contract for 3 years,
yeah,
and they would make movies exclusively for him.
They'd be on salary, and they would actually, it's why, like, there have been fights about this stuff, like residuals. No, you were on salary. We were paying you $300 a week.
Or whatever.
Or, yeah, sure. Maybe that was, like, the big bucks.
But that's one of those, the new tech with Amazon buying Prime, and also, what did they buy, 20th Century? They're, like, old Hollywood is freaking out. Like, yeah. The systems just aren't going to be the way they once were.
No, absolutely. Everything is changing. Although, I mean, I have thoughts. I have some stuff on it that I'll do later if you don't get to it first. I pushed it.
I'm not planning to at all.
So it's, if you heard, it was really huge. Like, every alert I got all weekend long was about this potential merger for all the money. Like, didn't Disney buy the entire Star Wars universe and ILM and all that? Didn't they pay like $2 billion for that?
I don't remember the price.
I have no idea how much they paid, but yeah, they own Lucasfilm.
But it just felt like that was so much less. And to me, I get it. Warner Brothers, all the things, all the TV, all the movies, all the things that they'll be getting out. I think HBO is part of this thing, too.
Sure is.
Like,
Disney paid $4 billion to acquire Lucasfilm.
$4 billion.
But that's only, what, like 9 movies versus all of Warner Brothers?
Yeah,
IP,
but to
is
own
hundreds.
That. Yeah, you're right. I know. It's definitely a ton more. But I just felt like, who's got $80 billion?
Tech companies.
Yeah. And that's it. That's us. And oh my God, on SNL this past weekend, they made the joke. They were talking about this, and he goes, but there will be an increase in your Netflix subscription. It's $50 million a month now. Because like, where does all this money come from? My God.
It's funny too, because streaming is so huge, obviously. That's where we all get all of our content now. But Netflix is really the only streamer that is profitable. All the other ones are, since they're transitioning from the old
broadcast to this,
they're struggling to make money, but not Netflix.
No, Netflix, just they were in it. They were the first, really. I mean, I still remember getting the package of the DVDs.
Oh, really?
Mailed back DVDs.
I have some still. That I never returned.
Well, I don't want them. They're like, hey, we don't care. Yeah, it's crazy.
Sorry, back to Dick Van Dyke, though. So his he goes 100 this Saturday.
Goes 100, and he credits not drinking and not smoking cigarettes, which could very well be the case. Although we certainly know people who reached 100 and smoking their cigar and drinking their whiskey.
Well, smoking, though, is one of those things where you're breathing smoke. You're breathing. Like, it's such a duh. I was a smoker for a long time. I don't say that to like point a finger at you. It's smoke.
No, it's right. There's nothing for you.
This makes zero sense.
Except feeding your stupid addiction that you gave yourself. I wanted to mention, because Bob's Movie Club this week, the movie that we were assigned is Love Actually.
Oh, right.
You have to make sure that you get the unabridged version of this. Like, if you try to watch it, and I found it on, I believe I'm watching it on Netflix right now. I just started it up because I love it so much anyways. I'm like, I've seen it 50 million times, but I'm going to watch it again, do my assignment. But there is one of the threads that can very neatly be extracted from that movie is the porno set people. And they do take that out in some iterations of the movie. So, and it's, I mean, it's not that there isn't other nudity in the, but that is, it's kind of a standalone thread in that movie. And I don't even know if you've ever, did you watch it with your girls? Because
no, I did not.
Yeah. If you do watch it with your girls, sure that's not in
it. Yeah, I won't. No, we're going backwards as best I can now. Edie and I watched the SpongeBob movies over the weekend.
Oh, fun.
First one's great. Second one, meh. But
There's another one coming up, right?
Well, there's one out now, I believe, a brand new one, but we're working our way towards that. It's hard to get them into these ideas or ahead of schedule, I guess you'd say. Like, oh, I think they can watch this. And then you realize, why would I have like fast-forwarded that process at all?
Ugh. Oh, that's really mindful of you.
You know what I mean? That's like, sweet. What is the point of being all, hey, I'll be the cool dad and let you watch something you shouldn't see,
and then sit up with you with your nightmares for the next year? Is that just a streamer? Are you able to just stream the new movie? Because I don't see it.
Here. The new movie should be out in theaters, and if it's not, it'll be out anytime. But
so this past weekend, Five Nights at Freddy 2 was the big winner.
Really?
Yeah.
How much?
$63 million.
I cannot believe that.
I know. Zootopia,
and what's the other big one out now?
Wicked.
It beat Wicked?
Yep.
But those have already been out.
They've been out. So Zootopia's, this was its second weekend. By the way, I read a story that Zootopia 2 has hit 900 million internationally.
It's huge in China. The first one was huge in China, and this one was another hit.
So domestically, it's at $220 million. It's doing just fine. Wicked for Good was third place, and that's been out for 3 weeks. And that is, I don't know what it is globally, but that's at almost $300 million. It'll probably cross that today. The other thing I wanted to mention in the top 10 is Kill Bill, The Whole Bloody Affair. It's only in 1,100 theaters, but it made $3.2 million. And it's the Kill Bill 1 and Kill Bill 2 knitted together and shown all at once. And I think that there's some kind of a middle point where you can, what's that called?
An intermission.
Thank you. Jesus. Old lady over here. Like, what's the word for the thing where you get to take a break? and I turned into Yoda for some reason.
Take break I must in between long films.
I don't see the SpongeBob thing in here, but I did see the promotion for that, which clearly didn't tell me when it was out. So maybe it's just
SpongeBob, I think the 18th.
To come. Okay.
There's also Google, you know, there's a lot of lists now. Google's top trending 2025 searches in all different categories. I'll squeeze a few of these in here and there where I have time today. For their top trending searches at 2025, people, number one was Zoran Mandani. That's the New York City mayor-elect. It was sort of fun for me as he was running and all these events were being held to support him. My sons and some of their good friends live in New York City, and I was like so proud. My kid was like, they were volunteering for stuff. And I just thought, you know, that's great. It's, you like to see people get involved in the city and beyond that they live in.
I prefer the passion be turned into activation as opposed to just fighting with people on Facebook.
Exactly.
For sure. So, yeah.
Right. I know. I felt like they were very, and they're young and have energy, and they had a lot of passion for it, and they were so excited. Everybody was throwing parties when he was elected. You know, any excuse for a party. So New York City mayor-elect Zoran Mamdani was the top Google search in People. Charlie Kirk, shooting suspect, Tyler Robinson was number two. David, D4VD, he was the number three singer and murder suspect. At least I suspect him. It's not like they've rounded that guy up. He was the number three most searched person. Erica Kirk, that's Charlie Kirk's widow. She was the fourth most searched person. And Pope Leo XIV was the fifth most searched person. All right, I'm officially out of time. Vincenzo, what's coming up in the news?
I have a lot of stuff for you, but who's more likely to steal in self-checkouts after these?
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Skincare experts and dermatologists have often touted the benefits of indoor humidity as essential for healthy, glowing skin. But did you know dry air can start to harm your skin in as little as 30 minutes? For years, many people have relied on humidifiers for better skin, sleep, and overall wellness. But traditional models? Bulky, mold-prone, and difficult to maintain. That's where Canopy Humidifier comes in. Recommended by leading dermatologists, Canopy is a completely reimagined humidifier designed to elevate any space, offering the ultimate in skincare and wellness benefits. Canopy's clean moisture combats dryness, dullness, and fine lines while strengthening the skin's barrier and boosting the effectiveness of topical skincare products. With its sleek design, Canopy is the cleanest and easiest humidifier on the market. With its unique technology, cleaning is as easy as popping it in the dishwasher. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy humidifier purchase today with Canopy's filter subscription. Even better, use code PODCAST at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Your skin will thank you.
Guys, it's no use putting it off. The best time for an underwear refresh is now. Tommy John underwear is designed for a perfect fit that stays put all day. There's zero chafe thanks to 4 times more stretch than competing brands, and their innovative horizontal quick draw fly is a game changer. With over 30 million pairs sold, there are thousands of men out there more comfortable than you. Don't settle for less. Go to TommyJohn.com today for 25% off your first order with code COMFORT. That's TommyJohn.com, code COMFORT. Tommy John. Comfort perfected.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. You can watch us live. Woo! If you go to youtube.com/@radioalice973, click on the live link there. Please subscribe. Please bookmark us. Mom, I know you can figure this out. It's going to be fine. I just checked. It is happening. And it looks like every day's show is going to available.
As soon as we stop streaming, it'll post as a full video.
So you'll be able to like find something in that day. Like if Vinny's doing some crazy dance and we're like, oh, go to hour 2 of the show today. You can see Vinny dancing or whatever he's doing, you know. So he's doing crazy things. If we're having a dance party, we'll let you know. Yeah, it's cool. I'm very excited. Looks good. Good job. Way to get it up and running, Bob.
We're doing it.
All right, so watch us live. You can stream video of the morning show all morning long on our YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com/@RadioAlice973. And remember to subscribe. What are you laughing about?
I just want to fight you so bad about the dancing thing, except that my kids are like, Dad dances at work now. I'm like, oh my God, what is happening? But I do dance. Mm. I can't fight you.
Get up and dance right now.
I don't
now.
Want to. No, I'm about to do the news. Mm. This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Yes, you can lose weight during the holidays with Jumpstart MD. Start for just $25 when you mention radio. R-A-D-I-O, radio. Call 855-JUMPSTART or visit jumpstartmd.com. Okay, I don't know about you, but this weekend was the best weather ever. Close? Really beautiful.
Oh.
Did you have a beautiful weekend? Oh, my God. The beach was like cold.
It was cold and it was overcast at my house.
Amazing sunset. What?
Wow. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You guys too?
I don't particularly thought it was a good weekend.
I didn't think it was that good. Oh. I thought
it was just cold.
I
didn't turn my heat on.
It wasn't raining.
It was warmer this weekend than it has been the past couple weeks.
I don't even mind the chilly. I just, beautiful sunset, sunrises. I was out in the ocean both days, all 3 days.
Actually, no, I don't think I did.
I do remember the sunset, I think, on Friday.
There was a good sunset one of the days, yeah.
Crazy. Either way, more great weather, like mostly sunny today, highs in the 60s.
The fog was crazy thick this morning. Did you run into anything?
I ran into a lot more cars on the road and a lot of fog this morning.
There was a lot of cars on the road this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Like I noticed at the toll booth, like it was full. Like it's crazy.
There's a lot of cars. The commute is back and in full.
Yeah.
And if you could please all not drive next to each other, like, you know, space yourselves out so people can get around you. What is that?
John calls them the pod people.
The pod people. Why pod people? Why?
I don't know. I latch onto the bumper in front of me and zone out.
That's it. Well, anyway. Also over the weekend, we went and got our Christmas tree. Do you have yours yet?
No, I think we're getting it today.
Okay. Yeah. All of a sudden we kind of went, it's December 7th.
It's 17 days until Christmas.
We're
right
like
now.
Right there and we don't have a tree yet. So we ran and right out and cut one down.
Oh.
Right away.
This past weekend.
That's Sunday afternoon.
Oh, with the McCutcheons?
No, one of their kids left for college and the systems are breaking down, unfortunately, it looks
like. Things do change. I hate when things change.
Yeah. So we went as a family by ourselves. The missus had all her girlfriends over and they partied over the weekend.
Nice.
So it was Annalisa's. Happy birthday, Annalisa.
Happy birthday.
So there was that. And then right as she's getting home, she goes, we don't have a tree. And I went, yeah, that's terrible. And she went, get your pants on.
Put on your lumberjack pants, my friend.
Ah, fudge.
Time to saw down a tree.
So how does that work? Did you just go to a random forest?
They have these tree farms in Santa Cruz on the hill that you go to and you pull in. And they've kind of got a roundabout system where you drive around and decide to park where you can. And then you walk into the tree farm.
They hand you a saw.
They hand you a saw and then you cut one down.
I wonder what the insurance rates are on
that. And you carry it out to the van, in this case, threw it on the top, tied it down.
Do they slide it through that mesh machine?
But we didn't do that.
Yeah.
I just, where we were parked, I just went, let me just throw it on the roof and tie it down and, you know, we'll be fine.
Let's get out of here.
Yeah, let's get out of here.
Did you decorate it too?
We have not. It's up.
Yeah.
It's watered. The decorating probably happens today.
That's funny. I feel like because Thanksgiving was so late, like it felt like.
Is that what it is?
I think so. Like immediately.
It felt so late.
It felt really, really late. And so by the time I was like done, and then last week was kind of crazy. And then so over the weekend, I was like, oh, we need to get a tree.
It's time.
It's happening.
That's why I put mine up before Thanksgiving.
Oh, you're amazing. Look at you with your time management.
Well, he has a lot of that. I mean, he's only the CEO of a company, yeah, a producer of a major market morning show, and a professor at multiple locations.
Yeah.
And somehow.
It must be a paper calendar he's using over there or something. I don't know how he keeps track of all that.
That's why he always forgets his phone, because he's got so much going on.
Ah.
He does have to walk back at least once a week. He leaves it in the, and then he's parked two blocks away in a garage. He's like, I forgot my phone again.
Oh, Maddie, I guess your car didn't get stolen on Thursday, huh?
No, I left my keys in the car.
Oh, that's brilliant. Well, that's, you know, at least you were in a parking garage.
I've got so much room in my brain. I can't remember things like keys and things.
Yeah. Maybe you should have like a little checklist tattooed onto your wrist.
You left him in the car and didn't even lock it?
No, I was running late for dinner and I just jumped out and took off and then realized as we got down the hill.
Oh, this was Thursday night.
Thursday night
for the Winterland. Yeah. Okay.
And I figured the Masonic, that's a safe parking garage, and it was. Nobody did anything to my car.
I forgot, and it's only been 1 year, I think, but I forgot. They have a huge garage right there.
It's huge.
Right next to it. Mm. I always park in it, and yet I didn't know what to do.
Yeah. Well, because we were told that there was another place we could park. I was like, I go circle the block. That has to be wrong. John's like, there was no spot available, and there's no one waiting to like let people in.
I'll tell you where I parked, and I understand that things have gotten better to some extent that with the car break-ins. They've, you know, made an effort to stop that. But as I was parking where we were told to park, I rolled over some and I walked out and looked, and I was all, well, there is some San Francisco snow right underneath my tire. That's not a good...
I'm sitting on the scene of a crime.
It's a bad omen. Mm. But I didn't have any troubles. It all went well, thankfully. Back to stories.
Okay.
Wealthy people are most likely to steal from self-checkouts. Wealthy people with the ones who have the money to buy the stuffs.
Why are they... Why?
Ask your friend. Why?
She says she was drunk and trying to get a rise out of you. I'm going to go with that.
No. Now, you don't say it just like so matter-of-factly like, doesn't everybody steal from the checkout? I do it every time.
Don't look at me. I don't know. I wasn't with her, and she told me, I made that up. I'm like, okay, that sounds perfectly reasonable.
She can afford it.
She made up.
Yep.
That she steals from
the
checkout.
That's her story, and she's sticking to it.
That's like, I have these little kids who go, I was just kidding. Yeah. Who laughed? Mm-hmm. Where was the joke? Tell me the punch.
That's
like,
why
I'm
telling you I was kidding, because nobody laughed at it. So I assume that you didn't know it was a joke.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I was like, I remember when she told that story and I'm like, you realize that you're safe with me.
Oh,
I've definitely spilled some secrets in my time, but I know the difference between something that I should say on the air or not. And I look over at Maddie. Maddie's going... I'm making mental notes right now.
I mean,
he keeps asking her questions. I'm like, you should stop talking.
A new report looked into stealing at self-checkout machines. 27% of people admitted to taking an item without scanning it on purpose.
27% of us
are
thieves.
And surprisingly, the ones most likely to do it are not poor.
Mm.
40% of people with a household income of 100K or more admit they've stolen something at least one time.
Oh, my God.
And it drops as households make less money.
I wonder if that is it possible some of this is like accidental stealing? I've definitely used the self-checkout and gone, oops, I don't think I rang that thing up.
No, this is people who are saying, I'm going to not ring that thing up. They even mention here, have you ever intentionally lied about the number of limes in your bag at self-checkout? If you haven't, some people do, and apparently it's the rich people in the world. They're the ones.
This was self-reported. You'd think that it would be, you'd just be like.
You would think that.
I can afford it. Why would I, what thrill am I getting from stealing a lime?
I don't know. I honestly, and look, when I was a kid, I stole stuff. I did. And I feel stupid about it because it's just pathetic. And I knew I was taught better. I mean, I told myself, well, if they just sell me the alcohol, then I wouldn't have to steal it. Except that's pathetic and childish and stupid.
Stealing alcohol.
Well, we were trying to get to a party, and I tried to haymister it, and they wouldn't let me, so I just finally went, okay, I got to go get it. I'll just go get it.
I don't know how they missed you. I don't know how you got away with it.
I don't know how.
You're like the loudest, most flaily person I know. And like, you're so loud, and there you are with friends.
I don't want to.
And I'm sure everyone, you know, what did you do? Like, have someone create a diversion at the front while you stuffed beer bottles down the jacket and your arm jacket?
I truly matured out of that, and I would say, I don't want to steal a penny today. Not one freaking cent. I don't want to take that to bed with me at night. I want no part of it.
Right.
I can't understand why someone making over 100K is going, yeah, but I still want to take some crap.
Hey, I wonder if that's like an entitlement thing. It's just such a strange, it's like Winona Ryder when she was picked up for shoplifting. She was rich. She had the money to pay for the stuff. She just was like, it's thrilling. I get a thrill from it.
Men are more likely to cheat at the self-checkout than women.
Cheat? Is that what they're calling stealing now?
Sorry. Well, no, they actually use the word cheat, but you're
as
right,
in
it's stealing.
Five limes instead of right. Six limes.
Millennials and Gen Zers are more likely to admit to it than Gen Xers or boomers.
Mm, yeah, I'm admitting nothing.
And parents with children in the home were far more likely to do it than adults with adult children.
Huh.
So why are people risking a shoplifting rap over a few bucks? The thieves were given 10 options, and the most common rationale was they're having trouble affording things they need these days due to the current financial climate.
But we just established that you make over 100 grand a year.
Which isn't rich, as you'd like to be
in
the Bay Area,
for
sure. But, you know, things add up.
Yeah.
Tell you that.
Hmm.
Others... price increases due to tariffs. Get out of here. You didn't need to steal a lime over tariffs. Ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, people have to justify their stuff somehow, right?
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Skincare experts and dermatologists have often touted the benefits of indoor humidity as essential for healthy, glowing skin. But did you know dry air can start to harm your skin in as little as 30 minutes? For years, many people have relied on humidifiers for better skin, sleep, and overall wellness. But traditional models? Bulky, mold-prone, and difficult to maintain. That's where Canopy Humidifier comes in. Recommended by leading dermatologists, Canopy is a completely reimagined humidifier designed to elevate any space, offering the ultimate in skincare and wellness benefits. Canopy's clean moisture combats dryness, dullness, and fine lines while strengthening the skin's barrier and boosting the effectiveness of topical skincare products. With its sleek design, Canopy is the cleanest and easiest humidifier on the market. With its unique technology, cleaning is as easy as popping it in the dishwasher. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy humidifier purchase today with Canopy's filter subscription. Even better, use code PODCAST at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Your skin will thank you.
Guys, it's no use putting it off. The best time for an underwear refresh is now. Tommy John underwear is designed for a perfect fit that stays put all day. There's zero chafe thanks to 4 times more stretch than competing brands, and their innovative horizontal quick draw fly is a game changer. With over 30 million pairs sold, there are thousands of men out there more comfortable than you. Don't settle for less. Go to TommyJohn.com today for 25% off your first order with code COMFORT. That's TommyJohn.com, code COMFORT. Tommy John. Comfort perfected.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
If you're the kind of person who reads ingredient labels for yourself, for your coffee creamer, for literally everything, it makes sense to care just as much about what you're feeding your dog. That's why so many dog parents are choosing Healthy Dogma. Healthy Dogma makes dog food with real, recognizable ingredients. No fillers, no mystery ingredients. Just thoughtfully sourced nutrition that actually makes sense. Their protein-added pet mix complete meals are gently dehydrated to preserve goodness and make life easier. And in minutes, mealtime is ready. It's simple, convenient, and feels like a better way to feed your dog without overthinking it. Because taking care of your dog shouldn't feel complicated. It should feel aligned with how you already live. Right now, you can save 20% on your first purchase at HealthyDogma.com with code HEALTHY. That's 20% off your first purchase at HealthyDogma.com with code HEALTHY. Healthy Dogma, food made with care.
Science is your next story. It's time for nerd news, everyone. We usually do this on Fridays, but we weren't around on Friday. So here is some of
nerd alert, nerd alert.
Your nerd news. Would going to the dentist be less scary if the sound of the drill wasn't so loud? A dentist in Hawaii thinks that's one of the problems, the sound of the drill.
Mm.
And she's working on a solution to make them quieter. Because
like
there,
the
there is an actual fear of dentists.
Yeah. And do you have a fear of dentists? I don't really have a fear.
I don't have
dentists.
A fear of them, but I did grow up getting every tooth, every kid tooth was pulled.
Oh,
they
yeah.
wouldn't come out.
Mm.
And then, you know, you find yourself in braces and you, so I've lived that whole thing where you, it's not fun.
No.
It's not like, oh, yay. But I do want to have clean, healthy, oral
yeah.
care. Like, I don't want to be one of those people where you go, whoa, dude.
I know.
You should brush or go see a dentist or right. all of the above.
Even as you just get older, like I have like chips and cracks in my teeth and I just feel like maybe it's time for veneers. I want to have a Miley Cyrus smile.
No, you don't need that.
Oh, you have young eyes. Thank you. I can see through the bottoms of my teeth. Like when I'm looking in the mirror, they're so thin.
You can?
Mm-hmm. Come look. You got to look.
You got to be kidding me.
You can watch this. You can see my tongue.
You can see right through them, can't you?
Okay, I have a question for you because I've been dealing with this at home as I've got little kids. Like, we grew up, and I grew up, I'm the worst about it. Everything's got to hurt if it's going to work.
Yeah.
Everything's got to... So I used to brush with the, like, practically wire steel wire brushes.
Yeah.
Like, I would get hard toothbrushes and just thinking that that's the way to care for them. And it turns out, you know, we know now dentists are like, softest brush you can get.
And floss.
And so is that from a hard toothbrush in your early years? Like, how could that?
I do not know. They've gotten really fragile as I've gotten older. And I just think it's, I don't know, like these teeth are, when do you get your, how old's your kid who's getting, it's like 7 years old, right? So these teeth are at least 50 years old.
Yeah.
So they've been clacked and you know, chipped and that's just how, they're just really thin. Did you see it?
I could see it. I see what you're pointing at. Yeah, they're.
And I got a big, like, a Hoosier. Like,
what did you just say?
Whatever. It's something that the people used to say.
You know, it's a Hoosier.
People in St. Louis would say, you know, they'd get a dent in their car and like, what am I, a Hoosier? And so it just flew out of my mouth without even, I don't even know what that is. It must be some like sports team thing.
Hoosier means somebody from Indiana.
Indiana, oh, but okay. What is it? So.
I guess that those people, you know, have cracked teeth and dents in their cars. I have no idea.
Missouri?
Wow. In Missouri.
Has in Missouri. Like a thing against Indiana.
Apparently. I don't even know. Honestly, this is as deep as I've ever explored. People would just say, you know, what a Hoosier. Like it was I was like, oh God. But it seemed like someone who had cracked teeth and a dented car. Which apparently is what I am.
People do the same thing on the East Coast about West Virginia. Like, you know.
Oh, you're
people
always
are missing
picked
teeth
on?
And
oh,
yeah, we got shoes on.
800-400-3697. Speaking of West Virginia,
West Virginia,
my goodness, people are going nuts for the new looking or well, what used to be called the Looking Glass.
What are we gonna? Should we just call it the Looking Glass?
YouTube.
Just YouTube.
YouTube.
on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/@RadioAlice973. Little at symbol in there.
Mm-hmm. OMG, love the revival of the Looking Glass. I should be getting ready for work, but I'm just sitting here with googly eyes watching my best friends on TV. Kelly in Napa.
I'm watching it live right now.
Watching on
YouTube. Did you see me wave in real time?
I did.
Am I waving right now?
Hold on, I'll tell you when you start waving. You're not yet.
Wow,
I think we're behind. I clicked live.
Okay.
Oh no, it's coming up. It's going to be coming up because I was just touching my mouth like that. Oh, did you just? Oh, there it is. You just waved.
Okay. So,
Lori and Sunnyvale, I see you guys live on YouTube. It's working.
Yay!
I love watching y'all on YouTube. Good morning, Bud and Martinez.
I'm excited.
So we have a delay. Is that so? If something happens, you can cut it and it won't go out.
I don't know. It might just be the feed through.
I think it's just
because we can't get rid of anything.
Oh, all right.
I mean, there's a delay always, right?
I don't know. I don't know anything about
it. Vinny, you would love this. It's there's a whole stream of commentary.
Like people live, commenting.
Good morning. How fun to see the magic happening. Yay. Fun to see you live. E3 in Redwood City. I don't know. You know what? I can't be sitting here staring.
Say hi to your
anymore.
People. Vinny's up on the desk.
Oh.
Ouch. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, well, that's not good on the shins,
boy.
Is it?
Well, you're old now.
Yeah.
Here I am.
I can't wait to watch you get up on the desk.
Yeah, I just gave you a close-up of my pores, everyone.
Yay.
Oh, wow.
Bad luck?
That is fully nose domination.
Oh my God.
Your nose just won that war.
How long before we're not going to be looking at this all the time?
I'm not going to look at it anymore.
Well, tell us something else. Change the subject.
No, let's just take a break.
All right.
Because I came up with a game for this. Miley Cyrus. What is she so afraid of?
Oh.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Skincare experts and dermatologists have often touted the benefits of indoor humidity as essential for healthy, glowing skin. But did you know dry air can start to harm your skin in as little as 30 minutes? For years, many people have relied on humidifiers for better skin, sleep, and overall wellness. But traditional models? Bulky, mold-prone, and difficult to maintain. That's where Canopy Humidifier comes in. Recommended by leading dermatologists, Canopy is a completely reimagined humidifier designed to elevate any space, offering the ultimate in skincare and wellness benefits. Canopy's clean moisture combats dryness, dullness, and fine lines while strengthening the skin's barrier and boosting the effectiveness of topical skincare products. With its sleek design, Canopy is the cleanest and easiest humidifier on the market. With its unique technology, cleaning is as easy as popping it in the dishwasher. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy humidifier purchase today with Canopy's filter subscription. Even better, use code PODCAST at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Your skin will thank you.
Guys, it's no use putting it off. The best time for an underwear refresh is now. Tommy John underwear is designed for a perfect fit that stays put all day. There's zero chafe thanks to 4 times more stretch than competing brands, and their innovative horizontal quick draw fly is a game changer. With over 30 million pairs sold, there are thousands of men out there more comfortable than you. Don't settle for less. Go to TommyJohn.com today for 25% off your first order with code COMFORT. That's TommyJohn.com, code COMFORT. Tommy John. Comfort perfected.
If you're the kind of person who reads ingredient labels for yourself, for your coffee creamer, for literally everything, it makes sense to care just as much about what you're feeding your dog. That's why so many dog parents are choosing Healthy Dogma. Healthy Dogma makes dog food with real, recognizable ingredients. No fillers, no mystery ingredients. Just thoughtfully sourced nutrition that actually makes sense. Their protein-added Pet Mix complete meals are gently dehydrated to preserve goodness and make life easier. And in minutes, mealtime is ready. It's simple, convenient, and feels like a better way to feed your dog without overthinking it.
Because taking care of your dog shouldn't feel complicated. It should feel aligned with how you already live. Right now, you can save 20% on your first purchase at HealthyDogma.com with code HEALTHY. That's 20% off your first purchase at HealthyDogma.com with code HEALTHY. Healthy Dogma, food made with care.
At Marathon gas stations, every stop is the start of fun. Like the awesome fuel savings you can get with Marathon Rewards. Join Marathon Rewards today and start earning rewards on every gallon of gas. You can redeem rewards at any time, saving up to $1 per gallon. And don't forget, Marathon stations are packed with all the conveniences you need to stock up and live life on the go. Marathon, where fun runs on full. Available at participating Marathon locations. Terms and conditions apply. See MarathonRewards.com for details.